This morning, I'm going to break with the study of James and preach on the cleansing of the leper. And I want to read all three accounts found in the Synoptic Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And I'm going to draw observations from these texts of Scripture. So please open with me your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. We'll read verses 1 through 4. This is following the Sermon on the Mount. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Then turn over to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 and verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straitly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without, in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter. And then Luke's account in Luke chapter 5, starting with verse 12. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. The account of the cleansing of the leper occurred early in our Lord's ministry. And according to Matthew, immediately following the Sermon on the Mount. After Christ had concluded this discourse, he dismissed the multitude and came down the mountain with his disciples. Matthew records, And when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. He evidently was some distance in front of the multitude when he met this leper. We must assume that Christ was ahead of the multitude because it would make no sense at all for him to tell the leper, tell no man. And as he was entering one of these nearby towns, there came a leper to him. And as Luke records, a man that was full of leprosy. It was an advanced stage of leprosy. Full-grown leprosy. Leprosy from head to foot. The boils, the lesions, the open sores, the abscesses covered his body. He was a hideous sight. It had progressively spread throughout his whole body, little by little, limb by limb. The nerve endings starting to decay, numbness. And eventually it infested his whole body with boils and pus oozing out of his pores or his sores. It was a ghastly sight for most. The leper bore the emblem of death upon him. The leper was known as the living death. And leprosy was incurable by any means of man, and only curable by the finger of God.